Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Relatively soft, and monetary conditions are dictated by many things, including obviously the level of the policy rate, which I think probably will be cut again to 2% in the next few months, but also by the level of the exchange rate. And what's very important as far as Australia is concerned, and indeed any commodity-based currency, is the movements in the terms of trade. If you look at the ratio of export prices to import prices, the decline in commodities has meant that the terms of trade in Australia have really fallen quite heavily by around 25% or so since their peak a couple of years ago. And the Australian dollar, in many senses, actually has matched that. It's come down from above parity to the levels that we sit at the moment. And I think as long as the terms of trade continue to decline, and I think they're probably likely to, we'll continue to see policymakers, the RBA, sort of chase that decline by cutting rates and by pushing for a weaker currency. And I think the dollar against the Australian dollar and the US dollar is likely to get stronger, and the Aussie will probably fall below 70 cents, if not this year, then early next year.
Right, that's interesting, because Glenn Stevens in the past has